Today's Daf Yomi Shir is Daf Chof Gimel in Brachos. We're beginning at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins, Haya Omeid B'Tfila. If a person was standing in Tfila, Tfila always means Shmona Esrei, and the Lashon over here of Omeid B'Tfila, the Mepharshim bring down, is telling us that you have to stand for Shmona Esrei. In any event, the Nizkar Shu Balkeri, and he realizes he's a Balkeri in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So what should he do? Lo yafsik, he shouldn't stop. Elo yikatzer, he can finish off, but says a shortened version of the Shmoneh Esrei. Rashi explains, yikatzer kol bracha bracha, v'yomer kol habrachos bekotzer. He shortens each bracha and says them in a shortened way. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says, psichosu v'chisom chasimosu bovad. Just say the beginning and the end of the bracha, you leave out all the middle of the bracha. That's what yikatzer here means. Yarad litvol, if a person's in the mikvah, because he was about carry. Im yocho lalos v'liskasos v'likros, if he has time before the Zman is over to get up out of the mikvah, to cover himself up, and then to read Shema, so achelo tehe neitzachama, before it's neitzachama, which is the optimal time to read like the Vasikin, then he should do so. Yale v'yiskasi, he should get up out of the mikvah, cover himself up, v'yikari, and then read Shema. V'yim lav, but if he won't have time to read Shema, then yiskasi b'mayim, he has to cover himself up in the water. In other words, he stays underneath the water. We'll discuss later on, he has to maybe make the waters not clear. He kicks up the dirt at the bottom, whatever it is that he's covered up in the water. V'yikari, and this way he reads, it's not a problem of being naked because he's covered up by the water. V'lo yiskasi l'b'mayim aron, but he can't cover himself up with water that is considered water that are roim. So Rashi on Chofei Omen Beis tells us this means sruchim, foul-smelling waters. V'lo b'mei ha-mishra, and likewise this mei ha-mishra, we'll see over there in Chofei Omen Beis, Rashi explains, is a soaked flax. It's also very, very foul-smelling. Unless he puts into it water that deletes over here the foul-smelling nature of the water. Gemara will discuss, Rashi says, how much water is needed to be put into it over here to make it no longer sruchim. And Rashi over here also says that the mayim ra'am are mayim sruchim. V'kama yarchik mehem, how far do you have to go away from urine, mei raglayim, that's there, or minatzoa, or from waste, dalet amos. A person has to go away dalet amos. This will introduce us in the Gemara to a discussion about davening in the presence of urine or feces, how far a person has to go away from them in order to be able to daven. Gemara starts off now and says, Tana Rabbanan, bring down a brice that says, Haya Omeid B'Tfila, if a person standing in the Shmoneh Esrei davening, and he realizes, Nizkar Shu Balkeri, and he realizes he, unfortunately, was the Balkeri. So Lo Yafsik, he shouldn't stop, Elo Yikatzer. Like we said in our Mishnah, he should say a shortened version of the Shmoneh Esrei. Haya Kari B'Torah, if he was getting an Aliyah, he was laning. Nizkar Shu Balkeri, and then he realizes Balkeri, Eino Mafsik, he doesn't stop, but Oli can continue having the Aliyah, Elo Magam Game B'Kori, he should go and do this Gimgum. We said yesterday, this is like reading it B'Merutza, reading it in a faster way, or reading it without saying the words in the most clear fashion. Here you can't say that he shouldn't read the Askaros, like we said yesterday, because he's laning the Torah, he can't skip the words of Hashem's name. Rebbe Omer, Ein Balkeri Rashi Likros B'Torah Yosem Yigimu Psukim. He says, you're allowed to do this, but you can't read more than Gimu Psukim. Gimu Psukim, we know from the Gemara elsewhere, is the minimal amount that you're allowed to read for an Aliyah, and therefore, so once you've read the minimal amount and you've satisfied your requirement, stop. Tani, another brisa says, Hayo Omeid B'Tfila, somebody standing Shmoneh Esrei, V'Roah Tzoa Kinegdo, and he sees Nebuch that there's excrement on the ground, Mahalich Lufonav Achiz Rekenali Achorav Dalet Amos. He moves forward, and amid the Shmoneh Esrei, he's allowed to uproot his feet, so to say, and move forward dalet amos, and he, so to say, throws the tzoa behind him. He's literally not throwing it behind him. It means he walks away, so now the tzoa is more than dalet amos behind him. The Gemara elsewhere says, v'tani litzdodin, that you move to the side. So we have two seemingly conflicting brises. One says move forward, and one says move to the side. So that's not a stira. Lo kasha, hodi efshar, depends whether you physically can move forward. If there's something blocking you that you can't move forward, so then you move to the side. Hodi lo efshar, that's when you move to the side. But if it's possible, better to move forward. Going on the side is a little bit of a bidyeved. Going forward away from the tzoa is the optimal thing to do. If a person is davening and he sees there's excrement over there, so I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, even though the person sinned, he should have looked around more carefully to make sure that there was excrement there before he started. It's a good tefillah. Wait a second, Gemara says, Maskev l'Rava. Rava says, wait a second, initially it says, this carbon of Rishayim is like a toeva, so your davening is like an abomination over here. How come that we say that it's acceptable? Elo Amar Rav. Rav says, "Hol v'chato apa pishispalo tefilaso toeva." He says, "Yeah, this is a real problem over here. If you're dealing, as Tosa says over here, Pirush Rashi, the dafka b'mokum show your yochol is stopek b'litlo sheisham so. A person should be much more careful to look around that there's no tzoa there. They're davening out in the field, and the field is full of animals or where people go to the bathroom. So then you should be careful. But if it's a surprise, then it's not considered over here a toeva. It's really, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that it's only in a situation where you should have looked better or you didn't adequately prepare to make sure. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. The person goes outside to say Kiddush Levana, especially in those days when it wasn't going out to a cement driveway. You'd be going out into the field, into the woods, so you have to look around to make sure that there's no tzoa over there. The Brayis continues, Tana Rabbanon, if a person's davening shmonesi, umayim shows us in al birkov, and nebuch, he has leaking out some urine from him, he's either incontinent or he couldn't control himself, so he has to stop. He can't continue the shmonesi while the urine is dribbling out. Posek achi kolu amayim, until the urine stops coming out, and then the chose him is spalo, and then he can go and continue his davening afterwards. Once it's dried up, once it's absorbed into his clothing, then it's not a problem. If it's still extant, if it's still liquid, so then he can't daven. But here we're talking about it's absorbed into his clothing or into the ground, so he's allowed to daven. Again, we'll discuss this a little bit more as well as to whether urine, if it's soaked into the ground, how much it has to be absorbed in order for it to be able to be to daven in that area. Nu, when he does return to the Shmoneh Esrei Lehechon Chozer, so this is a machlokes. Rav Chisda, Rav Abnuna, Chad Amar, one of them said, we don't know which one, Chozer LeRosh. He goes back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. The Chad Amar, LeMakom Shepasak, he can continue from where he left off. What's this machlokes? Where it says, Leimo B'Hol Komitligi. Let us say that this is what they're arguing about. We turn to Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. Mar Sovar Im Shor Kidei Ligmor Eskula Chozer LeRosh. If in fact he had enough time, Nebuch, the urine was there for a long enough time that he could have finished the Shmoneh Esrei, then he has to start from the beginning. That's the din. If you waited for a long enough period of time that you could have finished the Shmoneh Esrei, so then you have to go to the beginning. The other opinion, whichever one it was, he just has to go back to where he was. So maybe that's what they're arguing about over here. Is this din correct or not? So Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, no. Then it shouldn't have said that they had the machlokis the way it was said over here. It would have said, Hi im shaw im lo shaw mi boy late. It would have just said, was there a delay or not a delay? From the fact that it didn't say that, it must imply ela dukuliyama im shaw kidei ligmor eskula chozel rosh. Everybody agrees that if you delayed a long enough period of time that you couldn't finish the Shmoneh Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning. So what are they arguing about? Vahasam, in our case over here, really should say on the side, Vahacha, in our case over here, we're arguing with the lo shaw kumifligate. They're telling us in a situation where you didn't wait long enough, so you could have in fact gone back to the you wouldn't have finished the Shmoneh Esrei. So then in this situation, where do you go back? The Maris of our Garvu Duchuyahu, since you had the urine dribbling out of you, so then you weren't allowed to daven. And therefore, Ve'ein O'Roy, you're considered somebody that can't daven. Ve'ein Tfilah also Tfilah, and your Tfilah to there wasn't a good Tfilah. And therefore, you have to go back to the beginning. And the other opinion, the Maris of our Garvu Chazyu, he was a person who was able to daven. No, right now he can't, but until then he could. And therefore, Tfilah also Tfilah, and it is a good Tfilah. That's what the Machlokis is about. Tana Rabban and another Braisa, Hanitzrach Limakovov, if a person needs to go to the bathroom, he hasn't gone to the bathroom yet, but he has the urge, the sensation that he has to go to the bathroom. So Ayispala, the Braisa says, don't daven. A person should always go to the bathroom before he davens. And in fact, if he davens in that situation, Mispalo, Tilasa Tueva, he shouldn't have done this, and his tefillah is considered an abomination. If you have to go to the bathroom, a person should always go to the bathroom before he davens. The Mefarshim asks, why are we so makbid about this? So the Beis Yosef brings out from the Mekubalim, and he says, Kishein ha-gufnoki yesh koach besitra acher lo-horalo. If the person doesn't have an inside of his body clean from urine or from feces, so then the Yetzahara, the sitra acher, has the ability to hurt you, and it's going to make your davening over here have not be a good davening. And therefore, a person who wants to be makabel, omach u'shemayim shleima, you fun and be spal. He should go to the bathroom first. You should make your guf noki before you go to the to daven. Amar zvid v'tem Rav Yehuda. This din that was said over here that it's a toeva is only loshanu elishen yochul hashos biatzmo. That's if he can't over here stop himself long enough to daven. But if he knows that he has a slight urge to go to the bathroom, he still should go to the bathroom in that situation. But certainly, if he's going to miss his man tefillah because of that, or if for whatever the reason he's going to miss davening with the minyan because of that, and he knows for a fact that he can withstand, they won't go to the bathroom in the middle of the davening, it won't be something that prevents him from davening with kavana. So then, in this situation, if he's able to hold himself in for the whole time, it's not a problem. How much is this? How long can a person hold himself in? What's considered a normal amount? Viad kama? Gemara says, Amar Sheshes ad parsa, until the amount of time it takes a person to walk a parsa, which is 4 mil. Mil is roughly a kilometer. And this is roughly 18 minutes per mil. This is we get to share the 18-minute matzah I've spoken in the past. Some say it's 22 and a half minutes. Some say it's 24 minutes. But here we would say 18 minutes, which would mean 4 times 18, which is 72 minutes. And that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, why not say 72 minutes? Because he says this is applicable even if you're not traveling. If you're traveling, a person could say, maybe I can't hold myself in so well. But if I'm not traveling, I'm just sitting down with my feet crossed, I can hold myself in longer. So we say, no, ad par. So we use that shear of 72 minutes. Now the Gemara says, Iko demasi le amasnisa. Others said this question of over here, Vyakama goes on the Mishnah. Bamet var mamurim kishen yochol lamur al atzmo. If he can't hold himself in, avolim yochol lamur al atzmo, tvila so tvila. Then it is okay. Vyakama, and here's where he asks the question, how long is that? And again, we have the same answer, omra zvid ad parsa. It's the amount of time that it takes to walk a parsa, which is, again, 72 minutes or 4 mil. So the Chayyadim brings down that this share of 72 minutes is normally the share of equal. It's the amount of time it takes for food to be digested. And that's when the food turns into feces. So he says, if you can't hold it in for this long, it must be that you, so to say, have tzoa in you, and that's why you have to be chozer l'mispala. Am Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Am Rabbi Yonasan, Hanitzuach l'nekavav, if somebody needs to go to the bathroom, Amreza lo yispala. Again, shouldn't go and daven if you have to go to the bathroom. You should always go to the bathroom first. Mishum shenemar, and this is based upon the famous pasuk from Amos, Hikon likras elokecho Yisrael. A person should prepare himself to daven. This is a source for a person should daven with proper clothing. The Marsha brings this down, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Hikon is the source over here to make sure that a person davens properly, he dresses properly when he's davening. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, Mai dichsiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says in Kohelet, Shemor raglecho kasher teilecho beis elokim, that it's part of the pasuk. So this first part of the pasuk says, "Shemar atzmecha shelo techta." You should protect yourself, watch yourself that you shouldn't sin. And if you do sin, v'im techta, if you, as we'll see, you didn't go to the bathroom, so have a karban lefanai, and in this way you'll sort of say make up for it. The karban lishma, what does this mean? You should be karban to listen to the words of the chachamim. We delete the words over here. It's a total sofrin to say over here divrei chachamim. So I'm a rava, have a karban lishma divrei chachamim. You should listen to what the chachamim say. Shim chotim mevim karban. If a person sins, he should bring a karban. Va'osim tshuva, but you have to do tshuva. And then it says, "Misei saksilim zevach." So he says, "Don't be a fool. I'll take exilim shechotim umevin carbon. The sinners that bring a carbon, they know some tshuva, but they don't do tshuva. They think, okay, I can continue to transgress whatever I transgress as long as I bring a carbon. I'm okay. That's ridiculous. Kinam yodim lasusra. They don't know to do bad." So one says, "Wait a second. You're talking about sinners. What does it mean? They don't know how to do bad? Yachit tzadikim ninu. Then they're tzadikim. Why are you saying they don't know how to do bad?" So more says, "That's the wrong taich. Ella alti kixilim shechotim umevin carbon." And don't be a fool. Don't be like the fools that sin over here and bring a carbon. They don't understand over here what the purpose of bringing this carbon is. Is it like, so to say, that they're getting a kapara from this carbon, or they think they're doing a good thing over here just by bringing the carbon, but they're not doing tshuva? That's the critical factor. They don't understand the difference between doing something good and doing something bad. And they're bringing carbonos. That's not the right way to do this. That's why this is brought in over here. This whole discussion is for this opinion over here. And it says that a person should make sure that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. Watch yourself from going to the bathroom at the time that you're saying Shemoneh Esrei. Go beforehand. Sometimes if a person, unfortunately, gets older, sometimes he can't control himself for the hour it may take to daven, the few hours it may take to daven. So then he has to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening. That's okay. But you should certainly try to go beforehand to the bathroom so this isn't a problem. Tana Rabbanon, the rabbis bring down in the Braisa, Hanich Nasal Beis HaKisei, if a person is going to the bathroom, they used to wear their tefillin all day, so they would be wearing their tefillin on the road, and then they had to go to the bathroom. They didn't have indoor bathrooms, so they would go in the field. So Choleitz Tefillov, Berichuk Dalet Amos, when you're 4 Amos away from this outdoor bathroom over here that they had, there was a permanent bathroom that was set up for this purpose, so then when you're 4 Amos away from it, you take off your tefillin, talking really about the Shel Rosh, V'nichnas, and then you can go into the bathroom. We only said this elevates kisei kavua. This one, it was a set outhouse over here. Avo beis akisei aroi. If you're just going out to the bathroom someplace and you're making your own bathroom in the middle of the field, then cholates, you just have to take the tefillin off and right there v'nif nearly out and you go to the bathroom right over there. You don't have to then move dalet amos away because it's not a set bathroom. If it's a set bathroom, so then you shouldn't bring your tefillin within dalet amos of the set bathroom. Ukishiyotze. Now, when you leave this temporary bathroom that you just made, you just used it as a bathroom, this part of the field. So marchik dalet amos, so walk away dalet amos, and then put your tefillin back on. And then you put your tefillin back on because b'nei shaso b'sakisei kavur. Because now this is a permanent bathroom. Until now it wasn't used, so it's called the temporary bathroom. But now that you've used it, it's called the permanent bathroom, and therefore you can't have your tefillin within dalet amos of that bathroom. Ibailud in the Shiva, they asked the following Shaila, Mahu Shikone saw the mitvilin lebesakise kavua lahashtin maim. Until now, we've been talking about defecation. Now, can a person go into this permanent bathroom with his tefillin on if he's only going to urinate over there? He's not going to defecate, so he's only going to urinate. Is this a problem? So we have to understand over here What's the difference between defecating and urinating over here? So Ravina Shari, Ravina permits you to go into the bathroom to urinate with your tefillin on, and Rav Adar bar Masna osar. He says, no, you're not allowed to go and do this. So they asked Rava, well, how do we paskin? Asu shali l'Rava, and he said, Amar lahu, osar, you're not allowed to go with your tefillin on to urinate, because chayshinan, we're concerned over here, shema yifane behem, because you may change your mind, and then you're going to go to the bathroom to defecate, and that would be a problem with your tefillin on. Now, someone not gorates the next words, v'amri lo shema yafiach behen, and that you may come to pass gas. Passing gas with the tefillin on is not something that a person should do. The Gemara talks very strongly about this. It brought down halacha. A person should try very hard not to pass gas, to have flatulence when he's wearing his tefillin. So over here, the Rashash points out that the Rosh wasn't gorates these words over here of shema yafiach. And this answers Tosus' question over here, because Tosus asks in the top Tosos, there's only concern in a regular, permanent type of an outhouse over here that you may come to defecate, because it's set up for that. But just out in the field where a person's just urinating, the person doesn't go and defecate over there, and therefore, mutul hashimah. And that explains the reasoning why one would have the havamina that you could go and urinate with your tefillin on, because there's no concern over here that you're going to defecate and pass gas. And he says, therefore, there's no concern that you're going to pass gas. But why wouldn't there be a concern that you might pass gas while you're urinating? So if you delete this over here like the Rush does, then you don't have this, because that could still happen while you're urinating. Tosafot then says, we're going to learn shortly, lo yashim ben, you're not allowed to go and urinate with your tefillin on, even in a beis hakisei aroi, even in a temporary beis hakisei. So he says, that's dafko kisha oches biyodo. That's when you're holding the tefillin in your hand, because we're concerned that you may come to wipe off some drops of urine that came on your feet, and if you have your tefillin on in your hands, you may come to touch yourself, and that would be inappropriate with the tefillin on. Person has to make sure that he doesn't have any droplets of urine on his feet, because that could imply, Rachmana Litzlan, that people would think that he's not able to urinate with a stream, and therefore they would suggest that he couldn't be fertile, because a person would be a krushavcha, and a krushavcha can't have children. So if he has the drops on his urine, people would suspect he's a krushavcha, and that would lead people to say that his wife, Rachmana Litzlan, had committed adultery with somebody and that his children aren't his own children. So therefore, when they left the bathroom, they would wipe off their feet. So therefore, this was an additional concern why the Brisa later on says, don't go to the bathroom with your tefillin on. So the Braisa tells us now back in the Gemara that if you enter into a bathroom that's a kavua dika bathroom, choleitz tefilah berichuk dalet amos, you have to take off your tefillin, as we said, when you get within dalet amos. Umenichum b'chalom, what do you do with your tefillin? So you can put them in one of the windows over there, hasamuch lusha sarabim, that is facing towards lusha sarabim. They had some sort of an alcove or a cubby over there that you could put your tefillin in, and it faced towards lusha sarabim. And then you went into the bathroom, v'nichnas, and then when you were done, ukishu yotze, when you left, Marchik Dal Amos, you would take your tefillin and go 4 Amos away from the permanent bath, and then you could put your tefillin back on. This is Beishami's opinion. Obeis Hillel say differently. Obeis Hillel Omrim, O Chazam Biyodo, it's preferable that you hold it in your hands. And notice it says the words Biyodo, in your hand. So it doesn't say Biyodov. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that you should bedafk hold it in your right hand, which is A, your stronger hand, and also because you're using your left hand to go and wipe yourself. So once you have your tefillin in your right hand, the Gemara says, Beis Hillel says, v'nichnas, then you go into the bathroom and take care of your needs. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva omer, ochazam bebigdo, you should wrap your tefillin in your clothing and go into the bathroom, v'nichnas. The Gemara says, bebigdo so kedaitach? You think you should just wrap it in your clothing? Zimnin mishtole, luhu, v'nafla. You're going to forget about them and they're going to fall on the floor. So that's not what it means. Ela'ema, ochazam bebigdo, you hold it but wrapped in your garment. Ubiyado, so you have your hand on the tefillin that are wrapped in a garment, v'nichnas, and then you go into the bathroom. And what should you do? And you put it in the alcove, in the holes in the wall that are samuch to the Beis HaKisei, that are next to the Beis HaKisei. So this is not on the Rishos HaRabim side, as opposed to what we said before, they put it on the outer side, but here they say to put it on the inner side. Don't put it on the outer side, because we're concerned, Shema Yitlu Osam of their Dachim, that people that are passing by the road will see the tefillin and they'll grab it, they'll steal them. And this could lead to terrible things. And it could lead to casting aspersions on a person, as the Gemara will now tell us a terrible story that happened. There once was a Talmud Chacham, Sheniach Tefillah Bechorin HaSmuch, he went to the bathroom and he left his tefillin outside in one of the alcoves in one of the cubbies that was facing the Rishos HaRabim. And along Nebuch comes a Zono, Bos a Zono, harlot comes along, Bos Zono Achas, Vinit Loson, and she takes them, Ubos LeBeis HaMedrash, and then she goes and causes trouble. She goes to the Beis HaMedrash and says, V'omra, and she tells the people in the Beis HaMedrash, Ru, Manosan Li, Ploni, Bishori, look what I got for my services rendered, Rachmona Litzlan. And this was a terrible busha for that guy. And the Gemara says, Kivan over here, Shashama Oso Talmakach, when he heard what happened, Olo L'Rosh HaGad, he was despondent. The Mepharshim explained that he didn't commit suicide, as we'll see in a second, but he was so despondent, he went up to get some air, and he was so upset, he didn't realize that he was on the roof over here, and he fell off. The Nofal, that's the Mepharshim bring down, he fell off, and they don't use the Lashon of the Hipil, that he threw himself off. And Umeis, and Rachman al-Islam, he passed away. Therefore, the rabbi said at that point in time, that you should do what Rabbi Akiva said, that a person should hold on to it wrapped in a garment, the nichlas, and then he can go into the bathroom. In other words, you put it inside a container of some sort, and then you can bring it with you into the bathroom. Again, there are lots of dinim, lahalach, lamais about all of this. Just quickly, if a person is like at an airport and he has his tefillin in his bag, so he's allowed to bring it into the bathroom because the tefillin are wrapped in something and then they're wrapped in the bag, so that's permissible to go bring it into the bathroom. Tana Rabbanon, Berishon, are you manichin tefillin b'chol rinas smuchel in Beis HaKisei? Originally, they would go put the tefillin on the inner alcove over here. But unfortunately, Ubar and Achbar, mice would come over there. It was a filthy area. The Notanosan, and the mice would take the tefillin and eat the tefillin. So Yiskinu shiumanichin oso b'chalonos ha-smuchel sushisarabim. So that's why the rabbis changed and said, put it in the outer alcove. However, then Ubar and Ovri drachev the Notanosan, then passerbys would come and steal the tefillin, as we just brought down the story in Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore, the rabbi said, Hiskinu shehei ochazon biyado v'nichlas. So they came to the final conclusion, which is halach l'maisa, that if you wrap it up in something, and you bring it inside with you, and you're careful with it, so then that's allowed. Tomorrow we'll talk later on how you wrap it, what's considered an appropriate wrapping, you need two wrappings around it, Mitzvah, we'll get to that. The Gemara continues and tells us, Amar Rabbi Meyasha, who's Berei to Rishu Malevi. We have the gears over here, the son of Rishu Malevi. On the side, it brings down that it was the grandson, Bar Berei to Rishu Malevi. And he paskind halacha, what should you do with your tefillin? Golulon kamin sefer, you roll it up, you wrap it up with the ritzuas around it, like a sefer. V'ochazon b'yamino, and hold it in your right hand, keneged libo, next to your heart. Again, you hold it in your right hand, as we brought out, for various reasons, so you can use your left hand to go to the bathroom, and your right hand is stronger, so you won't drop it, and it's keneged your libo, you'll remember about it, and you won't lose concentration, and Rachman al-Islam dropped it. Rav Yosef bar Minyumi, Rav Nachman, he says, however, ubavad shlote ritzua yotzeis mitachas yodu tefa, but you have to wrap it up and keep it within your hand, that it shouldn't stick out of your hand, the ritzua shouldn't stick out of your hand, the strap shouldn't stick out of your hand more than a tefach. Tefach is about 3.5-4 inches. Rav Yaakov Baracha, Rav Zeira, lo shanu elo shiye shos bayom lelovshan. The whole purpose over here of holding it in your hand is because you're going to have to put it on when you come out of the bathroom. But if it's towards the end of the day, again, they would wear their tefillin all day. For us, none of these dinim are really applicable because we just wear our tefillin in shul. Again, it would apply if somebody has to go to the bathroom. He takes off his tefillin. So here they're talking about a person who's out in the field. So if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to still wear his tefillin another 3-4 hours of the day. But if it's the end of the day and he's going to the bathroom, avol ein shos b'yom l'lovshin, if there's no time left in the day to go wear the tefillin, os lehen kimin kis, tefach umeinichon. So you make some sort of a container for it that's at least a tefach. It has to be something significant, and you put the tefillin inside of it, and then it's okay to bring it into the bathroom with you, and you're not going to put it back on, so it's no, you don't have to hold it in your hand. Amar Rabba bar Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan by Yom, during the daytime, golulon kamin sefer, you wrap it up with the ritzuos like a sefer, umeinichon biyado, you hold it in your hand, keneged libo, near your heart, as we've already pointed out. Uvalaila, if it's near nighttime and you're not going to put him back on, Osalem kamin kis tefach uminichon. He paskin this, as we said, that you wrap it up into some sort of a container, a bag, and you don't have to put it in your hand, you can put it in the bag. Amar Abaye, we said this lo shanu ela beklishu kilyon. This has to be over here a kli that is the special wrapper for the tefillin. Abu Beklisha ain kilyon, afilu pochet mitefach. If it's not a specially designated tefillin zekel over here, so then it can even be less than a tefach because it's not the normal way that you're putting it in. So it's clear that you're putting it there for the wrapping purposes. And he says a similar idea is that you can have a earthenware type of container, which in Tumas HaMeis, if it's sealed, if it's what's called a tzomid pasil, is protecting the contents inside of it, even if it's inside a ohel where there's a mace. And he says, this is true. V'afogav, Rashi says, lo hevi tefach. Even though there's not a tefach over here, it's chaitzi, it protects from the mace. So too, you see over here, this concept that the tefillin, even if it's less than a tefach, they put in a container that's less than a tefach in size, it can protect. The Amar Rabbah Bar Chana, another din that he said, Ki Havi Yaslina Basrei, the Rabbi Yochanan, when we were learning by Rabbi Yochanan, we followed after him, Ki Havi Boil, the Me'el Abes HaKiseh, and they followed the Rebbe around to learn, to get practical shimush from the Rebbe. So when he went into the bathroom, Ki Havi Nokat Safra the Agarita, he was carrying a sefer with him, a sefer of Agarita, Savi Yavlon, and he would give it to us. Ki Havi Nokat Tfilin, but his Tfilin, Lo Havi Yavlon, he wouldn't give it to us, he would take it into the bathroom. So we asked him, Rebbe, how come? So he said, Amar Hol Visharunu Rabbanan, since the rabbis permitted you to take it into the bathroom, therefore, and we turned to the Amud Beis, he said, Ninatron, let it go and protect me. As Rashi says, Yishmaruni, let the tefillin protect me. Achnisei mimini, I'll bring them with me, Yishmaruni min hamazikim, they'll protect me from the mazikim that we find elsewhere in the Gemara that are prevalent in bathrooms. The Rabbeinu Yonah over here brings down, Ani Yeshmaru Somli Atzmi, I will go and protect the tefillin myself. And he says, Hol Visharu Rabbanan, since the rabbis permitted me to do so, I don't want to bother my Talmidim. Like with the sefer, I didn't have a choice, but with the tefillin, the rabbis gave me a choice, and if I didn't want to bother my Talmidim. Gemara continues on my Rava. Rava says, Ki avi azlinam bisrei, the Rav Nachman, when I was following Rav Nachman to see what he would do, Ki avi nokit safra the agarita, when he would hold the sefer of agarita in his hand, the yoiv lon, if he went to the bathroom, he would give it to us. Ki avi nokit tefillin, when he took his tefillin into the bathroom, lo yoiv lon, he didn't give them to us. He said the same thing, like Rav Yochanan, Amar hol visharunu rabbanan ninatron. Again, the same idea. Since the rabbis permitted me to take it into the bathroom, either I'll watch the tefillin myself and not bother you, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, or like Rashi says over here, that they'll protect me. The Raisa continues, Tana Rabbanon, Lo yochatz odam tefillin biyado v'sev v'tor b'zro v'yispal. The person shouldn't be holding his tefillin in his hand. He should be wearing them, of course, but if he's davening with his tefillin in his hand, that's not right, or a sefer Torah in his arms, you shouldn't do that, because you're going to possibly drop it, and therefore you shouldn't hold anything while you're davening. The only thing you can hold, of course, is a sitter, if you need the sitter. Below yashtin bohem mayim, and you shouldn't go and urinate while you're wearing your tefillin. Below yishan bohem, and you shouldn't go and sleep in them, because lo shinas keva, lo shinas aroy, never, not a permanent sleep, but not even a dremel, not even a short little nap, because you may come to go and pass gas while you're wearing your tefillin, as Rashi says, shema yafiach, you may go and unfortunately pass gas. Again, this is a tremendous denigration of the tefillin for a person to wear the tefillin and to pass gas. Amar Shmuel, sakin, umos, ukaara, v'kikor, all of these things as well, a knife, a money, a plate, or some sort of food, a kikor of bread, harayelu kiosbet, the same thing applies. Don't hold them while you're davening, because you're going to concentrate on them, that you don't drop them, and therefore you're not going to concentrate on the davening. As Rashi says, this is linyan tefillah. A person shouldn't be worried, shadoeg aleihem shelo tipol, that they shouldn't fall. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Sheshes, les hilchasa ki hamasnisa. We don't pass them here like this braisa. That says, as Rashi says, diktoni lo yashtim b'tefillin, that you're not allowed to urinate your tefillin. Because this is the brice of Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai. Because the Beis Hillel, if it was Beis Hillel, hashto Beis Akisei Kavua, shari, they let you go with your tefillin into a Beis Akisei Kavua to urinate. So certainly, Beis Akisei Aroi, Mibaya, would you even have a Shaila? It's much stricter, one would have thought, to go into a permanent bathroom, a permanent outhouse, than a temporary outhouse. So certainly, we don't postulate like this. More questions. It says, wait a second, Mesvei. Dvarim shi'tarti l'chokan, osarti l'chokan. Things that I permitted you in one place, as Rashi says over here, beveis akisei kavua, osarti l'chokan, beveis akisei aroi. The Braisa tells us that, no, there is a difference over here. Sometimes something that's permitted in a permanent bathroom is not permitted in a temporary bathroom. Now, how do we understand that? My lab, aren't we talking about over here tefillin? Which means to imply that in the permanent bathroom, we did permit it, and in a temporary bathroom, we didn't permit it. That's a kasha on what you just said, Rava, that we don't passing like that. So Gemara says, "Ei, I must be shalom a Beis Hillel. If you're telling me that this is Beis Hillel's opinion, itayti l'chol kan kavua, asayti l'chol kan Beis Akisei Aroi. So then it makes very good sense. That's Beis Hillel's opinion. Eli Yamas Beis Shammai, if it's Beis Shammai's opinion, halo sharu v'lo midi. They didn't allow you to go and urinate in the permanent bathroom or in the temporary bathroom. So obviously this is talking about Beis Hillel's opinion, and yet we see that we're more machmir on the temporary bathroom than on the permanent bathroom. Shmuel says, Kitanya hi. No, the answer to that is when we said this brice over here, linyan tefach utfachayim. It's not talking about urinating. No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about how much you uncover yourself. And a tefach utfachayim is the amount in the front or in the back that a person uncovers himself when he either urinates or defecates. The tani, because we learned the one brice. The tani chodo kishu nifne megalaliach rot tefach ulufonav tfachayim. When a person goes to the bathroom to defecate, so he exposes himself as minimal as possible. Behind him, only a tefach is necessary for the excrement to come out. Ulufonav, in the front, he needs to expose himself to tfachim. Another brayse of a tanya idach says the achra of tefach ulufanav lo klum, says when you're going to defecate, in the back you have to open up one tefach, but in the front you don't need anything. So Gemara says, my lab, what's the difference between the two braises? Idiv, idiv, beish. Aren't they both talking about in a man? And lo kasha, the way we explain the steer is, kanlik dolim, to defecate, you just need to open up the back and you don't need to open up the front. And kanlik tanim, when you're going to urinate, you have to open up the front. Gemara says, really? The tizbara? You think that's the difference? Ibik tanim, if you're talking about urinating over here, so then why would you have anything open in the back? Liachov tefach lomali. We said that you have not only in the front two tefachim, but you have one tefach in the back. If you're urinating, why would you need anything in the back? So Gemara says, that can't be it. So elo idi v'idi b'gdolim. So both of the two braises are talking about a person defecating. So how come in one you have open in the front, and the other one you don't have open in the front? So he says, lo kasha. They're talking about different people. Ha b'isha. A man, when he's defecating, may also urinate. So he has to have open in the back and in the front. If a woman, when she's defecating, she's also urinating, it could be sufficient to be open just in the back. Gemara says, if that's your answer, ihachi, ha diktani Allah. Then when we said above, Zeu kavachom shein lov tshuva, that this is a kavachom that there is no tshuva to, that there's no way to get around this kavachomer, this is a kavachomer that has absolutely no answer to it, so then, my ain't a lov tshuva, then why are you telling me that it doesn't have a tshuva? Darka demuso hachiyisa. So, it makes very good sense. This is the way a man urinates, and this is the way a woman urinates. So why is that a kavachomer shein lov tshuva? Someone says, you're right. Elalav tefillin. It really is talking about the tefillin. And then we have our kasha over here. How come in a permanent bathroom you're allowed to urinate, and in a temporary bathroom you're not allowed to urinate? So therefore, it's talking about the tefillin. The tiyufta derav amar sheshes tiyufta, and it's in fact a kasha on what they said. It's a tiyufta. The Gemara says, but still, it is a problem. Mikol makom kasha hasha beis hakisei kavua share beis hakisei aroy lo kol shekein. So okay, so. We say less hilchos, so we don't postulate that because it is talking about Beis Hillel's opinion, but there's a stira over here. Why? It doesn't make any sense that a permanent bathroom should be more lenient than a temporary bathroom. Someone says, no, it does. Hochi komar. Beis hakisei kavua, in a permanent bathroom where you're sitting down because it's used for defecating, dileko nitzotzos, and there's no drops that are going to spill on the person, so shari, then you can bring your tefillin in there because you're not going to come to have the tefillin come in contact with you in an inappropriate way. Beis hakisei aroi, however, in a beis hakisei which is used for urinating, it's an aroi beis hakisei, dika nitzotzos, and there's going to be drops of urine that are going to come on your shoes, and the tefillin could either touch the urine or touch an inappropriate part of your body. So then asre, then the rabbis were osir. So therefore, you actually have, it's not a paradox, and that you have over here the stricter din for the temporary bathroom than for the more permanent bathroom. Gemara says, if this is so, wehachi, amai ein alav tshuva, tshuva ma'ayasehi. So then, again, so this is a very good answer. So why are you saying this is a kavachomer that doesn't have any answer to it? To say that if the din is in a permanent bathroom, certainly it should be in a temporary bathroom. No, we explained why it should be different. So Moshe says, Hachi Kamar, this is what we said. Ha milso teisei lovetoris taima. This makes very good sense over here, the way we explained it. Velo teisei lovetoris, but don't learn it out as a kavachomer. If you can do it in a permanent bathroom, you certainly should be able to do it in a temporary bathroom, because that's wrong. The asa lovetoris kavachomer, because if you do it as a kavachomer, it's a kavachomer, shalom tshuva, then it wouldn't make any sense. How could you be stricter in a temporary bathroom than in a permanent bathroom? So from a point of view of kavachomer, you're right, there would be no tshuva. But when you look at it from the logic behind it, that in a permanent bathroom you're sitting down, there's no nitzotzos, and in a temporary bathroom you're standing up and there's nitzotzos, so then we understand why there's no problem with the tefillin in the permanent bathroom, but there's problem with the tefillin in the temporary bathroom. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues and brings down the following brisa. Harotzeli konis lesudas keva. If a person is going to sit down into a fancy meal over here, and Rashi brings down that the concern would be over here that during the meal he's not going to be able to easily go and get up to go to the bathroom, and that would be an embarrassment to him. Gnai hushi itzorech l'nekachav b'so chasuda, and therefore you want to make sure that he goes to the bathroom beforehand. What happens if he doesn't have the urge to go? So Rashi, the Gemara says, mahalich hasara pamim dalet amos. So walk 10 times dalet amos. Or Odalit Pam will walk 4 times Yodamos, the Yifne, and that will make your bowels want to move, so to say. That will be a spur to you to go to the bathroom. And then Yachakach Nichnas, then you can go into the meal and not have to worry that you're going to have to get up in the middle of the meal and embarrass yourself and go to the bathroom. The Shita Mikubetzes brings a different reason, and he says this is Derech Refua. The Kola Ochel Kushutzorich Lenekovov Domelitanur Shesiku Agabe Eforo. He says it's not a good thing to go to the bathroom when your bowels are full. So it's not a good thing. And that's why you should go to the bathroom before you go into the meal. If somebody goes into a permanent meal, that's at least the kibetz is worth, according to the Mishnah Berurah. So then, choleitz tefilov, He takes off his tefillin, because you don't eat with your tefillin on. And then you go into the meal. And this is different than what Rav Chiya said. What did Rav Chiya say? Rav Chiya, that you put the tefillin on the table. That you take them off before you go in to eat, but you put them on the table.
And he adds, this is a proper way to do this. This is good to do this over here. Yad emas, and when you put the tefillin back on, azman bracha. Right at the time that you're ready to make berachas hamazon, then you put your tefillin back on. Tani chad, though we learned in one brisa, tzore radam tefillah v'ma'osov b'afra kasuso. In one brisa it says that you're allowed to go put money in the same bag that you have your tefillin in. V'tani idach, another brisa says, lo yitzor, you're not allowed to go put the money in the same bag that you have the tefillin in. So obviously these two brises contradict each other. Lo kasha. The Gemara says they're not contradictory. Depends. Hod de azmine, hod de lo azmine. Here we introduce a very interesting concept called hazmona milsehi or hazmona lav milsehi. Rabbeinu Nisim Gon over here on the daf tells us that the main source of this ikud varov shalabai is found in Maseches Sanhedrin in regards to the Oreg beged la mace, the person weaving the shrouds, the tachrichim for a mace. So if they haven't been used yet, no mace was put into them, so then they're designated for a mace, but they haven't yet been used. So we have a famous machlokus here between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says that hazmona milsehi, that just designating it alone means that now it's shrouds and you can't use it for something else, you're not going to get hanoah from it. It's supposed to be the opinion of Rava, who says that hazmona lav milsehi, until you actually use it, the designation is worthless. So here we see the same idea. This is a machlokes over here between the two brises as to whether hazmona milsehi. The Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, hay sudra de tefillin, the bag that you wrap the tefillin in, the kerchief that you wrap the tefillin in, the azmenei lemeitzu be tefillin, if you designate it to put the tefillin in, sor be tefillin, and then you put the tefillin into it, so now the designation has become a reality, also lemeitzu bo pshiti, then you can't put coins into it. The Magid Talume brings down, we specifically use the term over here, pshite, which implies very small coins, as opposed to zuze, which implies larger coins. So therefore, in this situation where you designated it and used it, then it's significant, and then you can't put in coins because you designated for the tefillin, which is a holier purpose, and you can't use it for a more mundane purpose like putting in coins. Asmenei, however, if you designated it below tzorbei, but you didn't put the tefillin into it, or tzorbei, you put the tefillin into it below asmenei, but you never designated that should be the tefillin zakel, you just put it in their stam, so then shari lemeitzah bezuze. Then you can even put zuzim in it over here, you can even put in a more significant thing like money. Ulabaye, who says the Omar hazmona milsehi, he holds, as I mentioned, based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin and other places, that the designation alone is significant. So the Gemara says hazmona milsehi. So hazmona afogad the Lord sorbe, he would hold if you just designated, even if you didn't wrap in it, that is considered significant, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go and wrap any money in it. However, tzorbe, if you wrap money in it, so then it depends. E asmenei, if you did designate it already, then also you're not allowed to wrap the money into it. However, e lo asmenei, but if you didn't designate it, then lo, then it's not a problem. You'd be allowed to put the money into it. Vaymenei Rav Yosef, Perei de Rav Nechunyam, and Rav Yehuda, he asked the following shayla, Mahu shioniach odom tfilov. What can a person do in terms of his tefillin to put them tachas merasho sov, underneath his head? The Mefarshim bring down, he specifically says tefillov, the tefillin that he's wearing, as opposed to an extra pair of tefillin that he shouldn't put under his head. But the question he's asking is, you only have one pair of tefillin over here, and now you want to keep it safe at night. Are you allowed to put it underneath your pillow, underneath your head, to keep it safe? So tachas meragilo sov, underneath your feet, local boiler. He didn't ask that question because that would certainly not be allowed. Shnoig bo minhog bizoyim, because that would be a very degrading use of the tefillin. And therefore, certainly you can't put the tefillin underneath your feet. What he did ask, ki kol boiler tachas merasho sov, my, what would be the halacha to put your pair of tefillin underneath your head? It's safe over there, but is that considered a degrading way to treat the tefillin? So he asked this question, omalei, and they responded to him, hochi omer Shmuel. They said that in the name of Shmuel, he said, mutter, you'd be allowed to go put it under your head, and this is true, afilu ishto imo, even if his wife is with him, and there's a concern that they might have relations, so then nevertheless, you still could put the tefillin over there. Neisvei, the Gemara says, wait a second, lo yoniach odom tefillov tachas margulosov, the Gemara says in a brisa that you're not allowed to go and put your tefillin underneath your feet, why? Because that's a very degrading way to keep the tefillin. However, avo minich and tachas margulosov, but you can put it under your head, but only if your wife's not there. And the brisa says specifically, nashmuz and amora, and the brisa, which is a tanoic statement, timhoisa ishto imo, aser. So Shmuel seems to be going against the brisa. How can he do that? The Braisa continues, by the way, before, that's the question, but the Braisa continues and says, Hayamakum shegavah gimul tvachim, or namuch gimul tvachim, if there's a place where you can put the tefillin that's either three tvachim higher or three tvachim lower than that, then it would be permissible, mutter. But the bottom line is, tiyufta de Shmuel, tiyufta. The Braisa slugs up what Shmuel said. Shmuel said it's permissible if your wife is there, and the Braisa says it's not permissible if your wife is there, so it's a kasha on Shmuel, tiyufta. However, the Gemara concludes and says, Omar Rava, afogad de tanya tiyufta de Shmuel, even though the Braisa seems to slug up Shmuel, tiyufta de Shmuel, nevertheless, Rava says, Hilchasor kabasa, we paskin over here like Shmuel. So how can this be? Normally we don't paskin over here like an Amora against the Braisa that argues with him. So the simple teretz that we'll see in tomorrow's shir is that the Shmuel also has a Braisa that goes like him. The Beis Yosef of Dierenfeld's Zatzal Sefer, he brings down from the Magid Taluma, and he says there's no kash over here. The Braisa speaks about where there are Ganavim not present. So therefore, the Braisa says you can't put it there. But Shmuel is talking about a case where Ganavim are Shriach, they're common. Therefore, this type of a Shmira is necessary. And that's really what the Gemara says over here, and this will conclude my timer. Why does Shmuel allow you to do this? Why does Rabbi Paskin like this? Because he says, Kol l'niturainu, that if you're doing it for Shmira purposes, so then you have a heter to do this over here. We'll continue in this discussion tomorrow, but for now we'll end today's shiur.